In this very latest podcast episode, I'd just like to inform my listeners that I have finally now put details of the latest Betfred sign-up offer on the website. I will leave a link in the description so you can maybe pop over to the website and check out the latest offer. Anyhow, Newcastle had a good win at Nottingham Forest yesterday, which was quite a good game. And there's some quite interesting post-match analysis of the game, which I'd like to play now for you.
You drew with Luton Town last week, but then they managed to hang on in the second half against Newcastle, against Forest, who pegged them back twice in the first half. So what was the difference, Izzy, in that second half, do you think?
I think on the whole, it wasn't Newcastle's best performance. I think it was their third lowest XG this season, and so often we've seen Newcastle be so offensive, so exciting, so attacking-minded. And I think, to be honest with you, I think throughout the whole 90, they did the bare minimum of winning the game, and I thought Nottingham Forest were wasteful, but, you know, in the end, it's two fantastic goals from Bruno Guimarães that have obviously gone and won the game for Newcastle, so they'll be happy with that.
Maybe it's a question then, Jamie, of them getting the details right.
Details exactly with the first right. Goal. Yeah, well, Eddie Howe and Jason Tindall at Bournemouth were always very innovative, creative, always looking to do really clever set pieces, and there's absolutely no doubt this is one of them. There's the goal scorer.
Well, we heard him talk about Mad Dog, Jason Tindall, hours and hours drilling them this week.
Absolutely. I joked to Bruno about this, and it's a little bit of acting. Like, you don't want to be involved in this situation, but the player that actually, I would say, dictates what's going to happen, because why this is and that this is enabled to happen is because Nottingham Forest don't mark the edge of the box. You can see everyone goes back in there, but just keep an eye on Fabian Schär, because he wants to make sure and check that Bruno doesn't get marked by Callum Hudson-Odoi, who's actually he's the man there that's pointed. Yeah, so he, as this happens, just watch how it unfolds, right? He's now looking, now he's comfortable. He's seeing that Callum Hudson-Odoi has gone on a Sean Longstaff. Right, we can now do this set piece. Other things have to happen. You have to make sure that Alanga gets blocked as well by Anthony Gordon. So as that ball comes in, because it looks like, as you can see, the wide man there who's taking it, Almiron, he looks like he wants to do an in-swinger. So then you can enable this to happen, and you get your man, your star man, at that back post. But it has to be pinpoint accuracy. The quality of delivery has to be right. And you have to make sure that you pin every single Nottingham Forest player in, so then you can get Bruno Guimarães at the back post. The delivery is spot on. It's a great finish. Reminiscence of Paolo Di Canio, perhaps not as good. But there you go. Here, look at what he's doing here. Look at Anthony Gordon. That's what we're going to see the Super Bowl this weekend. He's almost doing a block on the Super Bowl. That's pretty much what he's doing. And then you can see every single Newcastle player. You can see Sean Longstaff at the back. He's now got his left arm on him. There's no way that he's going to stop that player coming around the back post. You can see Botman with a one-yee. No way. I've got my left arm on you. You're not going to get. Callum Hudson-Odoi, all these players, everyone has to do their job. And the last one is Lewis Miley. Watch what he does with Tavares at the back post. I'll just roll it slowly, because he's the last, I'd say he's the most important one. He's going to block him, see, gets his left arm on him, gets his shoulder. There's no way that you can stop that.
Don't really be the player that gets it wrong. No, to do your job.